is a little bit, how would you say, a program which, yeah, it's optional, where we can see if we have any questions, which very often during the sessions are not answered. I try to always stop, maybe you have seen, and give time for questions and answer, but perhaps I'm so enthused by the subjects which I'm about to present that I don't have always enough time. So how are you all doing? Vivian is ready for more. One thing about note-taking, I need to repeat this for you, is you have a lot of benefit if you read it after a short time. Here is Ingo with his kirtan, new kirtan star, Hare Krishna. So yes, so let us see if there are any questions which you would like to ask at this time. This is your time, I will not talk unless you talk. I see Rasanath Prabhu. Yes, Rasanath Prabhu. And then I saw Andre. Yes.
You tend to become impatient.
Mm-hmm.
So how should we walk that time?
There is an exoteric part of prayer and a more internal part of prayer. In the external or exoteric part, we are a little bit in what is called a transactional relationship. We are praying and we now expect, since I have prayed, that you must answer my question and help me in the way you think it is good for me. This is a transactional form of spirituality. A deeper form of spirituality would be that already the prayer is an answer, because the prayer is a connection. And once the connection is made to the Lord, there is nothing more to be gained, really. Mother Teresa said, more misery has come about by prayers that were answered than by prayers that went unanswered. And to conclude my answer, I would like to quote to you something. There was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dhaka who prayed every day when his daughter was ill. Then his daughter died and he stopped praying. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur heard about this, he said, he did not pray to the Mahaprabhu whom we are worshipping. The Mahaprabhu whom we are worshipping is the Lord of Srivas Thakur, who, you remember, lost his son, but he didn't lose his faith in Mahaprabhu. So this willingness of the one who prays, to accept the Lord's decision, that is a more feasible or real relationship. The prayer of someone who expects the Lord to respond is not a real prayer, because the Lord is independent and knows much more. So Hare Krishna Madhu, thank you for coming.
Even listening,
you will
interrupt.
Yes. Haribo. No, it was wonderful that he came for some time. Haribo. Yes, he will be back. Good. Haribo. Yes. It will take maturity to enter into this understanding. Rasanath, when you pray, celebrate the connectedness with the Lord. Don't make your relationship dependent on Him fulfilling it. Because when you are connected, Rasanath, you can live with anything which will come. That is a much greater boon than having your request be answered, because there will be again requests, again problems, again, but all problems solved when you are in connection. Please think about it. It's a deep answer. You must think about it. It is a little bit things. Yes. Andre, please say your question.
We talked about monam silence today, and you said that we want to keep the mind in silent mode. I know you are referring to creating the right circumstances in the preliminary stages of chanting, but then when we do meditations such as the Sambandha Gyana meditations or other meditations, obviously there are thoughts there, and they're not of material nature, what you were referring to when you said keep the mind in silent mode. But sometimes, I mean, what is too much in terms of those spiritual thoughts? Because I don't really know what is spiritual or not, so I try to go deeper into that meditations with my own thoughts. And then I get into a conversation. Oh, Krishna, you put me in this situation now, please, please, please. But I don't know at that point if it's just the thinking mind or if I'm just deeper into that meditation.
Yeah. Andre's question is regarding monam, putting the mind in silence. Now, what if we do these visualizations, like for instance in the Sambandha meditation, I am an eternal part of you, you are my Supreme Lord, and my goal is to make a relationship with you. Isn't that thinking? Now generally it is considered that silence means to abstain from material thoughts. If you have spiritual thoughts, that is silent. You are silent as far as material life is concerned. There's much more benefit in filling your inner space with a spiritual reality than just making it empty of all thoughts. However, Andre's question goes deeper. Could it be, he's asking, that in the name of spiritual thought, I just agitate my mind and my mind is active? And I must say, yes, this can be. In my new book, which is about the inner worlds which open in one's spiritual life, I make a distinction between good thoughts, no thoughts of all, no thoughts at all, and spiritual thoughts. Often devotees, I feel, need to learn first of all the no mind zone, you know, when the material mind is not active, And then they will not deceive themselves when they think good thoughts and think they are spiritual thoughts. Is this answering your question? Not really. You know, a religious person can be all in his mind with good religious thoughts. He is still agitated, he is still active with the material mind, only that he thinks now religious thoughts. He has perhaps not yet learned to come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta, the platform where there is no thoughts at all. Now, I would like to give you an example of something that irritated me very much in the beginning. I noticed when I chanted a whole day that I would come into a zone where the mind was absolutely still. There was nothing at all any longer in the mind. And I felt it was almost like the Brahman realization, when nothing of this world is there. I thought, have I become an impersonalistic yogi? But no, what had happened is that the mind became so still that there was no thought. And I learned later, from that level, I can think about Krishna. Prabhupada addressed this in Hyderabad. Prabhupada had ended his lecture, and then there was an Indian gentleman who said that Krishna used to visit his grandmother, and his grandmother used to breastfeed Krishna. It was very unusual, and Prabhupada asked for a further explanation, and the man said that yes, there was a cloud around his grandmother, and he heard the sound of a baby drinking. And then Prabhupada said, I think you are imagining. And that was his statement. You were thinking something that was only an imagination. Krishna realization is different from our imaginations. It has a different quality. It brings sat, it brings chit, and it brings ananda. Hare Krishna. So here's our Tsipi I have first seen. May I introduce you? Tsipi and George are perhaps our most senior participants. Your good age is bordering, you have crossed already 70 years of age. Yeah, wonderful. So Tsipi has asked a question, and then I saw Madan Mohan, and then I must look here. And Andra also has a question. Yes, Tsipi.
Not that I want my mind to be empty, right? I want my mind to be focused on Krishna. But when I make the effort to bring Krishna in, it feels like thought. It feels like I'm bringing something manufactured. It doesn't feel like I'm in a state of meditation.
It
Can
is.
You say more about
it? Yeah. TB. Read my new book, I can only say. This book has come after 50 years of dealing with such questions, yeah. But it offers positive meditations. The way the meditations are, I think I can best answer it by distinguishing spiritual realizations from material thought. I first, in the meditations, I use it from the scriptures, the methodology. You first of all need to do manasangharana, that is, you take the mind, which is spread out in material subjects, and you collect it, you bring it together. Then, the second stage, the mind can be reached very easily through breath techniques, the pranayama. In the Bhagavatam it says this purifies the mind like wind purifies a surface. So, or like fire purifies the iron. When you melt iron in fire, the impure things leave. So you do pranayama, a few breath exercises. Then I bring the meditator to a state where he meditates upon images given in sacred scriptures. You know, the form of the, it's different things. It's a sun. It starts with sun meditations. It goes to moon. It goes through traditional scriptural meditations. And then, now please listen carefully, Tsipi and Andre. Then I do a step, and I can't tell you now, because I would have to bring you to this stage, and this is not the idea, where there are no thoughts, and we just let the mind rest, and at that time, in that absolute peaceful mind, the purified mind, we allow spiritual realizations to dawn a bit. But first we go through the purifying fire where the mind gets free from material content. It is a very, it's based on that, on tradition, but I'm trying to make it, put it into modern language and easily accessible. Yeah. It's a little bit like the question of yukta vairagya. In Krishna, the material life, people look at the material energy or material world with the idea to enjoy it. What is there and what good tastes are there? What can we see? What can we touch? And so on. The first stage of spiritual realization means you don't want to become entangled with the world. You look away from the world. But bhakti is not looking at the world with the idea to enjoy it, nor is it avoiding the world, looking away from the world. It is looking beyond the world. What that means is, you take anything, even the world, and engage it in Krishna's service. You look towards Krishna, really. So the first step is to renounce this world. It's called vairagya, to discolor the world so that it does not look so attractive. You look away, it's illusion. No. The devotee also practices vairagya, detachment, but his vairagya is nothing for myself, everything for Krishna. Now, many times you see people who are dealing with this concept secretly indulging their fancy. For instance, someone may buy a Rolex. Rolex is a very good wristwatch, not like this one. You will ask them, oh, so you're a devotee, shouldn't you be a little bit renounced from material world? This wristwatch was 5,000 euros. No, no, I use it in Krishna's service. You misunderstood. So, in the name of practicing renunciation, he's indulging. It's called spiritual bypassing in psychological terms. Hare Krishna. Yes, there's our Madan Mohan. Hari Bol, Madan Mohan.
Yes, I'm in a stage in my life where I need hope that I can really break through, get back taste for the holy name. And at the same time, so I really love the songs of our acharyas, but they always end, for me, slightly hope-taking than hope-giving, because they always end, I didn't get the taste for the holy name. Can you tell me how I can approach these prayers so that they give me as much hope as they actually could give me?
I felt like this when we read the song and everyone was okay, I have no taste. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what is my hope? You know, I think this regret of your own fallen situation is only one aspect of the devotional life. It's called humility. It's actually called, Dainya Bodhika, feeling yourself like this. But it is not the only way. There are many songs which are very hope-giving. Songs which underlie that you do not need many qualifications in bhakti. If you turn to the Lord, He accepts you, and by His mercy, He makes up what you cannot do. There is a song, and I will unfortunately end with this, Andhra, because we have the kirtan happening. Please reserve the question. There is a song where Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my dear Lord, I have tried to control my mind, but I saw it was not possible. I have tried to control my senses. It's not possible. However, now you will see it turns. You, to me, Hrishikesha, you are the Lord of the mind and the senses. And if you take control over my mind and senses, everything is possible and I will dance in freedom from the thing. So what the acharyas really say in these prayers and songs is, alone, on my own, I stand no chance. But with your help, everything is possible. Thank you. That is what they say. Alone, it's not possible. I can see everyone is slowly coming. This was an optional session. I want to therefore close it. I think we now start our afternoon kirtan program. Go Krishna, who's our first singer? Oh, Ramanji, Hare Krishna, welcome Ramanji. C'est un grand plaisir.